Race one, Eagle Farm there on Saturday. Broken Arrows. Adam Pengilly, were you on? Yes or no?
Morning, Jared. I think you know the answer to this question.
Yeah, disappointing.
It's a firm no. Listen, I've made some stupid decisions in my life. I'm the first one to admit it, but not following that horse through for the whole of his campaign. It's got to be right up there with the top of them, Jared, I'd say. Not a cent on the weekend. After I've been telling everyone for weeks this horse is going to win one or two races this preparation, I dropped off at precisely the wrong time.
Devastating. And I'm sure we spoke about, you know, when you jump off as well and when you stay loyal and you've jumped off and look what happens. Anyway, let's go to James Cummings. The return of Talieu there. He'd be pretty happy with that. That was a good win at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought she was the highlight of the meeting there, Jared, to be fair, at Randwick there on the weekend. I know she took, well, basically every inch of the straight to run down Switch, who raced really gamely on speed there, but I thought the win had a whole lot of merit for James Cummings to get off. And she's going to be, in my opinion, probably a stakes class filly in time. She was obviously only first up there on the weekend. She was on wet ground. I think she's probably going to be much better on top of the ground to use that sort of turn of foot that she does possess. So I know it's only very early in her career, and it's probably a bit of an awkward time for her to be up and going at the moment, because we're only, what are we, into the first, second week in July. So we're still a fairly long way away from some of those stakes races, but maybe if she can hold her form for the next couple of months, she can catch one early in the spring when a couple of these other horses aren't quite race fit. But yeah, for me, she was clearly the highlight of the meeting at Randwick there on the weekend.
Adam, where are we at with Melbourne Cup, buddy? Will we be able to go? And what's going to happen with international horses?
Clarkie, this is a fascinating question, just given what's been happening in Melbourne and Victoria the last couple of weeks. Flemington's actually one of these suburbs. It's been a hard lockdown down there. It's sort of been designated as a coronavirus hotspot. Now, what that means for the immediate future, well, I don't think racing and training is going to stop at Flemington, the track itself, in the immediate future, but it's starting to get really concerned for what's going to happen in the spring carnival in a couple of months' time. I think the VRC officials are very, very nervous down there at the moment. They want some more clarity on what sort of crowds they can potentially expect later in the year. I know we're still, three and a half months away, and it's dangerous predicting what's going to happen next week, let alone that far down the track. But it's just so hard to see at the moment whether they're going to get any decent crowds to Flemington for Melbourne Cup week. The second part of your question in regards to international horses, I would think they were getting less and less likely at the moment they're going to see any international horses the way it's going at the moment. Certainly not any staff. I'll be travelling down with them, but the way things are shaping up, they might be able to look after by the local grooms or people on the ground over here in Australia. But I tell you what, it's a really concerning situation down there in Victoria at the moment.
It's a big day for Adam Hieronymus though, mate, today.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. I think it's a massive day in the career of Adam Hieronymus with those betting charges to be heard at Racing New South Wales today. Adam Hieronymus and Blake Payne, the other stable hand that's been charged in this inquiry, will get their chance to explain their version of events. Stewards will get the chance to prosecute their case. We'll wait and see what the result is a little bit later today. I'm not sure if it's going to be wrapped up completely today and get a final verdict. If it lags a little bit, it might sort of drag on to tomorrow or they adjourn it for another day. But yeah, really pivotal day in Adam's career this afternoon.
Have to leave it there, mate. Have a good day.
You too, boys.